Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
I mean, if Dylan is a character, I'm sure he could shoot lightning out of his ass.
In these trees, and I just catch him just in the nick of time, see him start dropping the deuce.
No, I actually know, and you guys are probably going to laugh at this.
We'd never laugh at you.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I wanted to be a basketball player.
I don't know what the fuck they were, Dylan. I don't know what they were used for.
That'd be amazing if it was an insect holder.
And I didn't realize it was him, and like I looked over and I'm like sitting next to him. I'm like, oh man, I'm sitting next to Pitbull. And he's like, hey man, or whatever he does.
P.S. I've attached a picture of myself in the shower so you can check me out.
Hi, welcome to episode 74 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan. And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Yes. Yes. That is the show. That is Jim's BBQ Podcast in a nutshell, ain't it? But I tell you what, I mean, it's great to be back in the saddle with you guys once again. 74 episodes in. Man, it's always a lot of fun.
We're almost at 75.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? If you want to find out all about our previous 73 episodes and what we've been up to and where we're headed, you can go out to Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter if you follow us at JimsBBQPod.
You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or go straight to the website and get the episodes fresh from the grill, so to speak, at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's chagrin. Oh, shit. I fucked that up.
How did you fuck that up?
Because don't you usually say chagrin?
Yeah, but I was just going to let you get roll with it.
He's going to let you.
Nah, I'm gonna redo that. Okay. Much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's
chagrin.
Boulevard.com. All right, Dylan. What in the world are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I am drinking Arizona Wilderness's Dirty Hop Water. I think it's called You Know My Steez. Yes, you heard me right. You know my steez. I'm not really sure what that means, but it's an IPA, and it's good.
Dirty hop water just kind of sounds a little disturbing to me.
It is kind of gross, but yeah. I like the beer. It's certainly not dirty. It's certainly not just like hop water. I'm enjoying it.
Cool.
What about you, Mike? What are you drinking?
Well, I am drinking one of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites from Oscar Blues Brewery. I am drinking their Death by Coconut, which it's a Irish porter flavored with chocolate and coconut. It is delicious. And this is probably one of the better vintages of it. Like in the last couple of years, I thought it kind of went on a decline. This year's, I think, is dynamite. It's just, it's flavorful. It's tasty. I actually went back out and bought two more 4-packs of it after I got my initial 4-pack of it. That's how much I'm enjoying it this year.
Like Jimmy Walker, bust him in the lip. I'm going to bust Jimmy in the Walker.
Yes. It's dynamite. All right. Jim, you know, we post our pictures on social media and whatnot of what we're drinking. And I'm amazed at what picture you sent was.
Shocked and amazed.
Shocked? What in the world are you drinking tonight, Jim?
I am drinking the first anniversary stout, Nobody's Monkey from Dancing Gnome in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Given to me by my good friend, Sean Priory.
Yes, that's right. Jim is drinking a stout.
Yeah, you guys all met that pasty white motherfucker.
That pasty white motherfucker.
It's very, very good. I like it. It's, probably the strongest taste in it's chocolate, I would think.
Okay.
Well, you're enjoying it, though? I would say that the chocolate gives it an immediate taste, but as it goes down the back of your gullet, you can also taste the coffee flavors rush through your mouth.
I feel like it's less an homage now and maybe just a little bit mocking.
Yeah, it kind of sounds that way.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of berry taste, I think, maybe. Because it tastes a little bit of fruit, kind of.
Like a dark fruit?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what I get.
Yeah, there's definitely some kind of fruit taste in it, but...
That's what I want.
It's not very strong. That. Very good. No, the fruit taste I meant, but... Oh, very, very good. It's kind of high percent alcohol content, too. What, 9%?
Uh-oh, Jim's going to get drunk.
Oh, boy, look out.
It's a tall boy, too.
I saw that in your picture. It was a nice 16-ounce can.
Yeah, Sean's a huge fan of this stuff, so he gave me one of those. Wanted to see what I thought of it.
And Sean actually thinks the beer sucks. He just wanted to get Jim something.
Nice.
As I've seen, though, and as I've learned, Sean is a really big fan of Dancing Gnome there in Pittsburgh. I always see him posting online beers from that brewery. So, you know what? Maybe he was just trying to get rid of it, or maybe he just wanted to share in the love of a beer that he liked. I don't know. We'll find out when maybe he posts it online, right?
No, he already
I don't know if he had... What's that?
He's I said already possibly.
Has he posted it?
I don't know if he posted it, but
I know he does. I know he does a lot on our little beer page thing that we have going.
The Vashel Beer Club.
Yeah, yeah. For the uninitiated, our little street hockey league that we're involved in, we do like a beer club thing where we just post what beers we're drinking throughout the year and. Give our little reviews of them and, you know, just talk about them and what we enjoy, what we don't enjoy, that sort of thing. And a lot of friends of, well, the pod.
Oh, he farted.
Yeah. A lot of friends of the podcast tend to get invited into the group and post their beer experiences as well. And I'm kind of looking back through, seeing if Sean's posted that one yet. And I haven't seen it up yet, but maybe he has. I don't know. But speaking of farts, speaking of beer, they lead to one thing in this world.
Poop?
Exactly, poop. And right before we got started with the episode, Jim had sent a link to this video to us earlier. And we both, Dylan and I finally had the chance to watch it, just before we started the episode. And it's for a product, that some of you might be familiar with called the Squatty Potty.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the video justice. So we posted it on our Facebook page. You can check it out there. It's kind of a mind fuck.
It's a long ass fucking video. Every time you get over, it's
on. The product is not so much a mind fucked or mind fuck, excuse me.
Oh no, the commercial is the product but, is.
But yes, the commercial. Wow, I keep saying weird words. Weird. The commercial is certainly a bit odd. However,
yes, odd, but it's entertaining as hell.
Oh, it's. I was about to say it's quite entertaining.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, there's a what do they call them? Not a mermaid, but a man. What was it? Man made or what? What the fuck are they called?
A mermaid. A merman.
A merman. That's what I was looking for. I was thinking like the last half of the word got you know what I'm saying? Like got like the man part, but it was the. Or the beginning part got the man part, and it was the end instead. But there's a merman and there's unicorns and dragons that poop gold and a little
purple dragon.
William Shakespeare or some approximation of him, I think. Oh, it's kind of fucked up. But basically the concept of the product, if you're not familiar with it, is basically it's like a little step stool that you use while you're sitting on the shitter. And it's supposed to help the flow, if you will.
The flow.
Now, truth be told, you could probably do this realistically with a number of things in your house, like books or...
Oh, they address that in the commercial.
They absolutely do.
Yes, but Dylan, do you want your books on the floor of the bathroom?
No, I do not.
Okay. And can you hide your books around the toilet while you're not using the squatty potty?
I mean, yes.
But do you want to? Probably not.
No, because what if there's a leak?
Yes. Or what happens if you stand up to go pee? You might miss and damage your books.
Well, God forbid I can't damage any number of, like, the multiple copies I have of Kevin Smith's, or Shooting the Shit with Kevin Smith.
I got multiples of that.
Because one's mine, and one's my mom's, and one's my dad's.
Nice.
Very cool. So is that like a shitter book for you?
I'm sure at one point it was.
Ah. But in any event, very entertaining commercial. Thanks for bringing it to us, Jim. I was highly entertained by it. I thought it was funny.
There's some other ones too, but I thought that one. I didn't really watch the other ones. I thought that one was really good. I'll have to check them out as time permits.
I just gotta wonder what strain all the writers of that commercial were on when they were coming up with all those ideas for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of creativity in it.
I don't know, but whatever it is, I'd like a little bit.
Yeah, I mean that, and it was long form too. It was like almost a good 4 minutes long.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, very entertaining, Jim. So, Jim, you recently went on a trip without us, and I can't emphasize enough that we kind of missed you. Kind of wish we would have gone with you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, dude. You should have.
Yeah, well, you know, got other shit going on.
Hell,
we had a trip to New Jersey to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that somebody didn't go on.
Dylan.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Dylan was there. Kit. Oh, yeah, she wasn't there. But, Jim, what? Where the hell did you go, man?
I went down to Orlando, Florida.
That place that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, it's like Central Florida. If you look on a map, you'll see it. Went down to Orlando, went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios. It was very cool. They done the park up, had some scare zones that you walk around to and stuff. Very cool. Finally got to ride the Transformers ride. It's kind of meh. You know, they're the Michael Bay Transformers, not the real ones. Got some Transformers swag. Brought the kiddo and her boyfriend. We stayed with my buddy Bretzi and his family. Had a great time with them. In fact, everybody but the little one came with us to Halloween Horror Night. And then Jake and Victoria went to Disney the next day and hung out there all day. And I hung out with him and his family. His little one was hilarious. He had the whole day planned out for us. We were going to go shopping. We went to the Think Geek store. He originally wanted to go to Property Control, which is a place on Disney property, because my buddy works for Disney. That employees can get into, like, just has tons of stuff, you know, broken merchandise, which could be anything from just, you know, merch that there's nothing wrong with. It's just the season changed, or they just didn't think they were selling, or they had to clear out space to bring in new product. Boxes damaged where no products are anything wrong with them. Some of the stuff, you know, probably wouldn't want to buy. That's, you know, but can get it really cheap. You know, people leave stuff like strollers. They lose sunglasses. I mean, like, my buddy or whatever, people that have been in there, they've gotten, like, nice Oakleys and Ray-Bans for, like, $3 or $4.
Huh.
So, we were supposed to go there, but ended up going to Think Geek since they actually have a store there. So went in there for a little bit, and they found some Funko Pops they wanted, and then we played Xbox after that and went to Japanese Steakhouse for dinner. So it was really cool hanging out with his family, and don't get to see him all the time, so it was fun.
I never really gave it a thought that, like, Disney would have, like, something like that. But then you think about, like, how, like, the I don't know who runs it, but, like, the airlines or the airports have, like, stores in some of the airports where it's, like, all the unclaimed luggage and property that people have left behind that never gets claimed. Exactly. And then they end up selling it. And there's all sorts of shit there, like wedding dresses and, you know, clothes and jewelry and, I mean, electronics, you name it, they have it. And I never really gave it a thought that, you know, that would kind of be Disney's version of it. And of course, you know, like once a movie probably, you know, phases out, you know, like after its run and all that stuff, they probably have all sorts of shit from that, or, you know, the seasonal type merch, you know, like from like when it goes from Halloween to Christmas time, you know, probably like what they're going through right now or going to be going through pretty soon. Yeah, that stuff's got to go somewhere, and they you know, it's kind of interesting to hear. Never really gave it much of a thought.
Yep, it's cool stuff. I've gotten actually a couple of Disney branded hockey jerseys there because I was down there in the summer, and you know, they're not selling long sleeve merchandise in the summer, so they put it in there.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, I had a fantastic time with them, going to Universal Studios. But a lot of fun. Nice to get away with a kid and her boyfriend and for a few days, and wasn't long enough, but had a great time. Weather was great. Came back here freezing, so.
There you go. There you go. Nice, just a nice little long weekend, right?
Yep, basically. Couldn't fucking beat the flights, dude. $88 round trip.
Damn.
And what's even funnier is my buddy was telling me, he's like, sometimes, you know, flights right before you go, you know, they're super cheap or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I got them pretty cheap. But for whatever reason, it popped in my head. He said that. I looked out Tuesday. We left on Friday. Tuesday, I just looked to see. It was like $46 or $48 round trip.
Oh, my God.
So.
was that like Spirit or?
Yeah, Spirit.
Okay.
But so.
Still, that's pretty damn cheap.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I figured.
Especially round trip, man. Well, they're kind of just looking to sell the seats, right?
Probably, I mean, at that point, I think so.
Yeah.
They said they oversold the flight, which, you know, go figure, but I don't think it was by much. They just said they'd compensate people, but my line of thought is, you know, fuck, if it's that cheap, you know, say it's Tuesday, and I see a flight out Friday for 40, you know, $50 even round trip, I'll just call them up and be like, you guys got anything going on? I'm coming down for the weekend, if not.
Yeah. Why the hell not?
Yeah, they shit.
Yeah.
Can't even drive back and forth to... Well, yeah, I could drive back and forth to Pittsburgh that cheap, but... gas and everything, I mean, it's just... I can't believe it. It's mind-blowing that they sell seats that cheap.
Yeah. So any other fun things happen on that trip, or...?
That's pretty much everything we did.
Huh.
You know, I never got to experience Halloween Horror Nights. That was really fun. But Transformers, what else? We got to see the Harry Potter... Dragonshire, I don't know, something like that.
Oh, okay, cool.
What's Dylan probably knows what it is.
The Harry Potter world?
Yeah, what's this place called? Dragons something?
Diagon Alley?
Yeah, Diagon Alley, that's it.
I had to translate. I had to go gym to English dictionary for a second.
So, yeah, I thought Diagon Alley.
It's English?
Yeah. Did you have some sort of... I thought you had some sort of moment with somebody or something, some Sargy thing or something like that happened.
Down there?
Yeah, I thought you said you had a story or something to tell us about it. Or two stories, I thought.
Really? I forgot already.
Oh, Jim's getting old.
Fuck yeah, I am, but I can't think of anything.
Huh.
Let's scroll back a little bit and just...
I thought he said something about...
Oh, the other thing that I had was Butterbeer.
Oh, yeah? How was that? I heard that stuff's pretty good.
It's really fucking good. I had a guess that it was made out of cream soda before we got it, like before we even got there. And it is made out of cream soda, which, of course, is right up my alley. So what they do is they pour cream soda into a glass, and then they put a froth on top of it. And the froth is made out of, according to online, this is what it's made out of. Condensed milk, butterscotch, and like a half a teaspoon of butter. And like you whip it up, and then like if you want to make it at home. But it was fucking very good. We had that and the butterbeer ice cream.
Yeah, you just said I'll have a story or two from Florida.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think anything Major Sargy happened.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't say Sargy. You just said a story or two. But so you had the butterbeer, and you said ice cream too?
Butterbeer ice cream, yep. It was vanilla ice cream laced with some butterbeer or whatever. It was weird.
Laced?
Yeah.
It was weird. You make it sound so goddamn sinister.
I know. You know how like when you get a cone, and you know how like it swirls, it has like the edges. It's not like just, it's not like Dairy Queen cone where it just comes out blop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the edges of the ice cream were like laced in gold. It was weird. I don't know how they pour it like that, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they have alcoholic butterbeer?
What, they don't have alcoholic butterbeer, but they have some other alcoholic stuff there. There's like three different kinds you could get.
Okay. Because I know we had like a couple times we had like Harry Potter themed parties. Yeah. Like maybe like when one of the movies came out on DVD or Blu-ray or something like that, and we made like alcoholic butterbeer basically. Like I think we used like peach schnapps or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they they're, I can't remember the names of them, but they were all Harry Potter themed. They had Gilly Water.
Gillyweed or Gilly Water?
Gilly Water. Yeah, we rode the...
Because it was Gillyweed, wasn't it? Wasn't it the whole thing, like, on... they were talking about it on Pod... Or on Smodcast, where, like, I think Kevin was saying, yeah, he would, you know, give a blowjob with Gillyweed. That way he would never have to come up for a breath.
Well, because it gives you, gills, right?
Yeah, and you can breathe, like, underwater. So his theory was, is, like, you could blow somebody and you'd never have to come up for a breath.
I don't know if that's how it works, but okay.
Well, come on. Kevin was probably high when he came up with that. And
well, that's a very good point.
So now anytime I hear gillyweed, I just think of that.
It just makes me think of a ghillie suit.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I'm really glad, though, that you had a good time on your trip. It's always nice to get away and kind of get away from the, you know, the things that, you know, might be stressing you out in life and, you know, having a good trip with family and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was about 11:30 at work. It got ruined, so.
Yeah. So, Dylan, what's been going on in your world?
Well, something kind of funny happened at about 4:30 this morning.
Pooped yourself?
No. I had to run to the bathroom. I had to use my squatty pod.
Oh, we don't really care about this. Let's just move on.
What? Oh, right.
Crandall walks over.
God, he said it like such a dick, too. Just like, oh, we don't care about those.
If you wanted to do it right, though, Mike, you would have kind of been half not paying attention and just been like, yeah, so... Yeah, we were going to talk about the color blue.
The color blue.
Yeah, forget about it.
I think I did okay.
Do you actually want to know the story?
I want to know. What happened at 4:30 this morning?
So at 4:30 this morning, I was sound asleep. And all of a sudden, just within the recesses of my id, I start hearing this weird growling noise, this like very odd like kind of
people
low, like, no, it's not the shadow people. I know what they sound like. And just this very odd like animal cry, and I'm like, and I jolt up in my bed and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I just hear this noise, and you guys probably would know this noise if you heard it. and all I hear coming from inside my room is this. Do you not know what that is?
It sounds like a video game starter playing, like a racing car game.
No, Jim, no, it was the Chewbacca mask.
Oh, God!
So
I was going on the same lines you were, Mike. I'm like, what kind of car sounds are being made from what?
So either that goddamn thing is fucking possessed, or like, I don't know, the batteries were just probably running low. And it wouldn't stop making the noise.
Oh my God.
It was really creepy. So like, I pick it up and I'm like grabbing at the mouth, thinking like it fell over or something. And the fucking thing won't stop. And then I'm like, oh no. I'm like, what the fuck? I keep pulling the mouth open. It doesn't stop. I'm like, it will not stop going, making the fucking noises. So I put it down. Well, dude, it's 4:30 in the morning. I'm like so like flabbergasted. So I put the thing down on my desk. I go over to my drawer. I grab a pocket knife that has a screwdriver on it, and it stops. And I'm like, all right, well, I probably should just like take the batteries out anyway. So let me get this thing off. And I'm like, well, how do I get? It starts going again. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God. So I finally get the little piece off and I open up the cover and I pull the batteries out and I just put it down. I put it back. I put the shit on my desk and on my chair. And I had to take a piss, I guess, because it literally scared the piss out of me. So I ran, took a piss, and then just went back to bed. So I wake up, I get up at 6, like an hour and a half later. And I go downstairs and I'm to go get my coffee, and my mom's down there, and she's like, and I said, hey, did you hear anything? And she was like, yeah, what the fuck was that noise? I'm like, it was Chewbacca. And she's like, oh, is that what it was? The batteries, but she said that the batteries were running low. And I'm like, yep.
She's like, Dylan, I thought it was you.
Dude, I was so scared. And I could not explain why it was doing that.
You were scared?
Well, it was.
Oh, scared. You mean like initially, like
when initially you... I was scared.
So like,
I do.
So it was just sitting somewhere, right? Like it wasn't.
It's been sitting on the bottom shelf of my bookshelf since Jim, like I brought it back from Canada. And I just left it there. I picked it up a couple of times, but it just sits there on the bottom. And there's nothing that would have triggered the mouth. The mouth is what triggers the mechanism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim, you hear that?
Yeah.
Your gift
on bottom shelf.
Gift on bottom shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's better than the fate of the Bachman Turner Overdrive CD.
Yeah, he doesn't even know where it is.
Yeah, I do. It's up on. It's up on the other shelf.
Bottom. Oh no, I meant the CD that Jim doesn't have anymore.
Oh,
hey, at least it's being used.
That's true. Hey, but you know what? You know what you guys do have? I don't know why I saw this recently, but maybe I was going through the pictures on my phone. I think that's what it was. You guys, pretty soon you'll be putting your Christmas trees up, and you have something to put on your tree. This year.
Very true.
Yes.
True that.
I can't wait to see the pictures of them up on your Christmas tree.
The pictures?
The pictures. But hey, Dylan, that was a great story. I'm glad you told it.
No, isn't it fucking crazy?
That's nuts.
Oh, it's so funny.
You know, I was kind of looking over here just seeing if I could find my mask. I have like a pile of clothes over here. I know he's gotten a little bit of use on the podcast over the last year and change since we... Oh, yeah, here he is. Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of something, though, Dylan. There's been a few times where, not necessarily the Chewbacca mask, but I've had things turn on in the middle of the night in this room, and it's freaked me right the fuck out. And the thing that it is my GPS.
Nice.
And if there's been times, like when you get... I mean, when you get, you know, if you go on like a road trip somewhere and you get like to a certain point, you know, that you're on your way home, you're like, well, I know where I'm going. I don't need the freaking GPS to give me, you know, directions all the way to the house, right?
Yeah.
So, think again.
Well, you might be, you know, maybe I might be in Erie, Pennsylvania, and I'll be like, oh, I know where the hell I'm going if I'm headed home. I don't need the GPS to tell me. So I'll turn it off, won't give any thought about it. We'll put it in my backpack, come into the house, set the backpack down in my den. And
you don't stop, you know, the like, navigation, though, do you?
No. No, that's the thing. So, like, it could be weeks later, all of a sudden you hear, turn left. And you're like, ah, what the fuck is that? Or, you have reached your destination. And it freaks you right the fuck out because you're hearing, like, a voice. You know, and you know, the first few times it happened, I didn't know what the hell it was, but, you know, it's in the middle of the night and you're half asleep and you're trying to, you know, fumble about trying to figure out where the hell the noise is coming from. What's it
fumble about?
Yes.
Oh, you want to know the worst one?
What's that?
One night, like a few years ago, oh man, this must have been like maybe like 6 or 7 years ago. The smoke alarms went off, the batteries were low, and if you've ever been around a smoke alarm, when it goes off, it's loud.
Yeah.
And this went off at like, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, everybody was awake. Everybody.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I wasn't.
Oh, not Jim, but Jim could sleep through anything.
Pretty much.
He could even sleep through Jim's BBQ podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here for department.
And Sean.
Yeah.
All right, I nodded off.
Too funny. So Dylan, I know the last episode we started looking at some lists of just random facts about states and shit, and I think you said you may have some more in this series.
Yeah.
So what do you got going there, Dylan? What's on the list this evening?
Well, as we were reading last week, a couple of lists off of Thrillists. Oh my god, I cannot fucking talk tonight. Well, as you recall, last week we were reading a couple of lists off of Thrillist.com. Well, this is kind of an older list. It's from July of this year, but it's the definitive. Oh. And was that out of both ends, dude?
Mm-mm.
I thought I heard it coming out of both ends. This is the definitive and final ranking of all 50 states in the U.S.
Ranking of
ranking
what?
For what?
I guess in terms of how good they are.
What?
Like coolness? I don't know.
When they were inducted into the Union?
No, this is like just in terms of like coolness, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of a silly list if you ask me, but I figured I would just read off to you guys where our respective states landed.
But I'm not... Okay.
Well, what's your conundrum, Mike?
I'm not sure what we're... Well, maybe if you give us an idea of, like, do they have any descriptors about the states after they
list
them?
They do. Okay.
So maybe that'll give us an idea of what the list is really about.
Well, I can read the little blurb in the beginning. It says, Seeing how we've already danced with state rankings involving food slash drink and beer, we thought it was time to use the perfectly American cliche, go big or go home, and rank the states based on everything. More specifically, their contributions to America, so think inventions, food, drinks, somewhat productive, famous people, unique physical beauty, etc. Because this is the internet, we expect disagreements. We expect that you will find our placement of Arkansas or New York or Montana infuriating and accuse us of pandering and showing regional biases. Someone will inevitably use the word invalid, and say that they stopped reading as soon as X happened, and so on and so forth.
All right, well, go forth with this list now that we have an idea of what it's all about.
So we'll just do like our states. So coming in at number 48 is Ohio.
48 out of
50? Getting LeBron back only further cemented its position as the Florida of the North.
Ooh. Well, wait a second. Where does Florida rank then?
At number 50.
Wow. Okay.
This is the descriptor. When putting together a list such as this, there can be some temptation to defy popular expectations and go against the grain. However, Florida's awfulness resume is staggeringly impressive that it couldn't go any other way. You were born for this. Embrace it. At number 49 is Delaware.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Jim, you sound so broken right now. What don't you understand?
I don't... Like, what are they... They don't list what they don't like about it, or...?
That's all they offered.
They don't expand upon what gave the state that they're ranking, or the state rankings. They don't expand upon why the state got that ranking. They're just saying, okay, well, these are the things that we looked at, so this state is ranked 47 on this list. Or whatever they're ranked. Yeah. So I get what they're doing. It would be great, like, if they kind of offered a bit better of an explanation.
Well, it gets a little.
There's parts of Ohio that I rather enjoy. But
how do we know that Dylan just didn't write this?
Maybe he did.
Because I'll post it in the fucking chat if you're paranoid.
Well, you know how much he loves his home state of New Jersey. Where do they rank?
Number 21.
Oh, look at that.
It says, despite all the damage wrought by certain reality TV programs and a certain rotund Cowboys-loving governor, Jersey is actually pretty damn swell. Most of the Jersey Shore, place, not show, is rather pleasant and devoid of laundry-obsessed orange people. South Jersey is basically a pastoral wonderland. Okay, I don't know if I agree with that. And the state arguably does both pizza and cheesesteaks better than its more heralded neighbors in either direction. Plus, our moms really love that Jersey Boys musical. I've only had one cheesesteak in Jersey, and I thought it was, reportedly better than the ones in Philly. And I thought it was all right. And in terms of pizza, we do have kick-ass pizza.
What's that stuff that they sell at diners? It's like a square of just a bunch of food melted together or something.
Like Scrapple?
Yeah. Ugh.
Or how about the pork roll?
Pork roll is delicious.
We have
good bagels that come with ample amounts of cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Right, Mike?
Yes.
So
I could have shellacked my entire bathroom.
You would definitely need the squatty potty to get that shit out.
No, you wouldn't, because it's never gonna come out.
Well, you need as much like vertical alignment as you could get.
Probably. And then some.
All right. Well, coming in at number 13 is New York, which actually surprises me.
Why is that?
Because it's not. I was actually surprised it didn't make the top 10 on this list. It says, in the scheme of things, this is actually a pretty good ranking. And yet 15 New Yorkers have definitely already commented to tell us that this ranking is an abomination and affront to decency on par with Montreal bagels and actual home ownership. That's pretty much all you need to know about New Yorkers. So basically, they just make them sound really petty. Mm-hmm. And right above New York is Pennsylvania at number 12, which kind of blows my mind.
You know, I got to say, though, like really, as far as New York goes and being 13... We got quite a bit of it that we have to like live with as part being like part of our state. If we didn't, I think it would be higher. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you cut it, like, you know, like cut all of downstate off and made it a separate state, our ranking would be that much higher, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think when a lot of people think New York, they really think, like, the city.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we were, like...
probably do.
Like, if we were, like, I don't know, like, if our state name was Crandalland, you know, they'd be like, oh, man, Crandalland is beautiful. But then, like, New York was, like, the, you know, like, from, like, Poughkeepsie and south. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, I mean, just... you know, whatever the case may be, whatever you call it. But if you, you know, if you took everything that was north of Poughkeepsie and up and west, you might go, oh, wow, this is like a really beautiful state and there's a lot to offer and all of that stuff. But then you look at the downstate and you're like, okay, yeah, they got all the theater and all that stuff and the arts and all that great stuff. But oof, the pollution and all of that crap. And then, not to mention Long Island, which is the...
yeah, Long Island.
Yeah.
Speaking of pollution, I've noticed lately, and I don't... well, Dylan probably sees it a hell of a lot more being where you're at and being in the city. What is with people wearing the fucking SARS masks all over the place again?
I don't know.
Have you noticed that?
I've seen it a little bit here and there, but I really don't know what it is.
I've seen it a lot recently.
You said that over the summer when you were here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I did. No, I mean, like, I've seen it, like, around Ohio and Pennsylvania, like, Pittsburgh and stuff. Like, just people randomly walking around with fucking SARS masks on.
So, Jim, you're just seeing, like, people all over the place in general? Like, yes. I mean, like, I can see it, like, you know, like how you said, you know, you flew to Florida. I mean, I could see it in the airports and whatnot, but you're just seeing it, like, out on the streets and whatnot? Yeah,
there was a couple people in Florida I seen with it. There's been people in Ohio and PA that I've seen with it.
I tried it once, like, not, like, walking out in public, but, like, doing yard work because of, like, hay fever and whatnot.
Yeah.
Just to see if that would help, but, no, I mean, not. I had never worn one in public.
And, like, I seen a couple older people with it, and I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Like, if somebody older is wearing it, you know, maybe they just are getting over sickness or cold or whatever. And then I just seen all kinds of people wearing them. And it's like, I don't get it.
Huh. Is it like, I mean, is it the start of like flu season or some such shit like that? Or is that later?
I think so, because...
I mean, I feel like I already went through that recently.
I know they just did flu shots not too long ago at work.
Although my dad has pneumonia right now, so...
That's rather peculiar, Jim. I can't quite figure out, like, what, you know, what would cause that. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe people are just being more cautious nowadays. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Or they remembered they're living next to New Jersey.
That could be.
Although, honestly, it is because, like, the reason that area of New Jersey smells so bad is because a lot of it does waft over from the city.
Right.
Because your ass is there.
No, we're the armpit, dude. Get it right.
So, Dylan, you mentioned that Pennsylvania was 12.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to just know what the top 10 according to?
And that's what I was going to say. Why don't you go through the top 10 and let us know who's there?
So the top 10 is at number 10, Colorado.
Okay.
Number 9, California.
Okay.
Number 8, Washington.
If number one's number... Seattle, I'm going to fucking drive to New Jersey and punch you in the balls.
Well, first of all, Seattle is actually a city, Jim.
It's in Washington. You just said Washington.
All right.
Jim clearly did not. Have you guys noticed that I can't remember the fucking word for it. Just like locations and everything just does not seem to be a strong suit in amongst Kevin Smith fans.
Why is that? Who?
I don't know. I've just noticed that people who are Kevin Smith fans tend to be really like not very good at remembering where certain places are.
Like they're not good at geography and
yeah, like they like nobody did very well in geography in high school.
I did fairly well, but I don't know.
Pretty good.
But...
anyway.
Jim concentrated so much on geography that he skipped English class.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a given. Yeah, because that was probably the class he threw the fucking desk at the teacher.
But then again, I mean, Seattle being a city and not a state.
I'm impressed you remember that, Dylan.
Dude, that story's fucking crazy.
But who else hasn't been good at geography that we know of?
I definitely have had conversations with, with some of the Canadians.
Oh, God.
It's fucking U.S. geography.
Okay, but they should still know where things are.
Why? Do you know where things are in Canada?
Oh, you just gotta turn left at the Canadian Tire.
Where's Alberta?
Wait, which one? The one just up the road a piece.
Mott definitely has been like, is that where that is? I'm like, I don't know.
Where's Alberta at, Dylan?
In Canada.
Exactly.
What did I say?
Next to the Timmy Ho's.
Number 7 is all Minnesota. Number 6 is Hawaii. Number 5, Louisiana. And these next four, it kind of boggles my mind, but okay. Wisconsin comes in at number 4.
Whoa. Oh, no.
We're big in
Wisconsin. I don't like Wisconsin very much.
Kentucky at number 3. I mean, I guess I understand that.
No,
but
I don't.
It still seems a bit high. Number 2 is Maine.
I'm calling this list fucked up. I'm calling shenanigans, right, meow.
Are you ready for number 1?
Well, hold on. For Maine, man, I know so many people that love Maine. A friend of my brother's actually lives up there, and he's in love with the place. I mean,
I want to definitely go take a visit.
Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to be gorgeous. So I could see why that would rank higher. We'll go back through this and maybe discuss some of the ones in the top 10 that surprised me a little. But what's number 1, Jim, Dylan?
Michigan.
Fuck this list. Nobody fucking likes Michigan.
Wow.
Although I think Michigan is pretty badass. But...
well, Dylan knows somebody that likes Michigan.
They got a Traverse City, or Traverse City, the Cherry Festival, fucking Ann Arbor. They got all kind of cool shit in Michigan.
Founders Brewing.
That lots of too. Bells.
Bell. Yeah, Bell's is decent. Founders is my favorite, though.
Yeah, Founders is pretty great.
So the two that I would question on that would be Hawaii. I'm surprised it would rank so high, just considering, you know, like Hawaii. Like how expensive it is. I think it was 6 or 7. Just
6.
Yeah, like how expensive it is and everything. I mean, yeah, scenic-wise, it's supposed to be beautiful and everything, but... man, you wouldn't have thought that it would have ranked as high as it did. And then the other one, I mean, you guys kind of alluded to it, and I've spent a lot of time in Kentucky, but that Kentucky was number 3 is a huge shock to me.
Yeah, fucking people in Kentucky don't even want to be in Kentucky.
I mean, there's great parts of it, don't get me wrong, but...
well, I mean, again, I feel like it's just like there's certain... like, they think about, like, certain things about the state. Like, even Louisiana kind of surprises me because I feel like a lot of it is more, like, is so focused on, like, New Orleans.
Right.
But, like, I can't speak for, like, the rest of the state. You know, I only explored just a very little bit of it outside of the city, so.
Rob Van Dam's from Battle Creek, Michigan.
Hmm. Sabu is from, like, somewhere near there.
Somewhere.
Somewhere near Battle Creek, I think, or Ann Arbor or something. What's that tapping noise?
That's Jim. I don't know what he's doing.
You playing ping pong or something?
Oh, Jim is distracted again.
Oh, the one that kind of surprised me that it wasn't in the top 10, because there was a few West Coast states there where was Oregon.
Oregon came in at number 15 between Tennessee and Alaska.
Yeah, Tennessee.
And interestingly, that person's not on this list.
Oh. How about Texas? Where does Texas rank?
Texas is just outside the top 10 at number 11.
Mm. I dig Texas.
Hey, we'll be there in less than a year.
Yeah, man. Second semi-annual, I guess. Jim's BBQ Podcast fan cruise.
No, it's still annual. It's been a year. It's 2017, 2018.
Yeah, I know, but we're taking a lot longer than a year to get back onto the boats, you know, or onto the boat. So
yeah, I'm totally buzzing right now.
You're buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
A beer.
Oh, okay. I was like, what, about the going on the cruise? I was like, dude, that's we got like 11 months, man. Got plenty of, we got lots of time to plan shit, too.
Mm-hmm. The 5-hour snorkeling tour?
Yeah. We got, we could have like a mega episode of the podcast with previous podcast guests.
Paul and Jeff.
And Sean.
And Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me, Jim, we gotta inquire about booking a theater or venue.
The showroom? Yeah,
don't let me forget.
We should just book the Havana pool area to do our show.
We should do it from the hot tub.
We could?
That sounds dumb.
That sounds like somebody's Zoom is going to end up in the hot tub.
And I have a feeling it's going to be yours, Mike. And then I have a feeling Mike is going to be like, you know, this was Jim's idea. This fucking show's over. And I'd be like, at which point I look to Paul and Jeff and say, so you want to do a podcast?
Nice.
So Dylan, you got other lists going on tonight, or are we ready?
I got one more, and this one actually you guys might find interesting.
After that last list, do we really want to do another Dylan list?
Well, this is 12 snack hacks that will make life taste better. So I thought you guys might enjoy this because it involves food.
Oh, yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Well, we got the Flamin' Hot Cheetos Cool Down. Are you guys into Flamin' Hots?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really big into the spicy. Oh, Jesus.
Why were you so loud?
Mike was like, oh, I'm spicy.
I'm not really into the spicy.
My voice cracked.
His fucking nuts finally dropped.
Apparently.
But suddenly Mike's like, he's like, I'm not into the spicy.
I really don't enjoy spicy foods, Dylan. But why don't you go ahead and tell us about the Flamin' Hot Cheetos Cool Down, as you said.
It is cream cheese, which we all know Mike's had plenty of at this point.
Oh, cream cheese.
I don't really get this roasted Starburst.
Well, wait. So can we go back to the cream cheese thing? So are you like dipping the Flamin' Hot Cheetos in cream cheese? Is that the idea?
Yeah, you just dip them into the cream cheese to act as a coolant.
So that's kind of like when you eat something really spicy and they give you milk.
Yeah, how's that a life hack?
That's just fucking common sense.
I know.
But you know, I could see you maybe you take like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Do they actually have like a flavor? Is it like cheese or like hot cheese?
I think it's flavor. Just, I think it's just hot.
It's just fucking.
Oh, hot. Okay. But maybe you get like something that complements the hot flavor. I don't know, like a veggie cream cheese or something. I don't know.
Fuck all that.
Yeah.
Well, they did make an interesting suggestion. It says, while we're at it, considering somebody took a bunch of Flamin' Hot Cheetos dust and made Flamin' Hot bagels, it might make sense to throw some of those neon orange bastards in a coffee grinder, then mix them with the cream cheese for a, kind of a hybrid spread. Huh. That sounds kind of interesting. I want to know what this roasted Starburst is. You should try giving them the same treatment to Starburst like you would to marshmallows, which if placed in proximity to your campfire or stovetop or cigarette lighter, or whatever with sufficient finesse, take on similarly pleasant caramelized on the outside, gooey on the inside properties to that of a properly toasted marshmallow. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. French press Oreos. This one sounds interesting. This move will prove especially valuable to those who love the indulgence of a milk-dipped Oreo, but loathe the unavoidable milk finger tips contact if one wants to achieve a proper soak. Take a handful of Oreos and arrange them on the top side of your French press. Do you know what a French press is?
Yeah.
Jim, do you know what a French press is?
Does it make sandwiches?
No. It's how you make coffee.
Okay.
It's like you put boiling hot water in, and then you put the coffee grinds in, and then you like let it get hot, and then you just push it. It has like a plunger on the top, and you push it down, keeps the grinds or the coffee grinds down at the bottom. All right, anyway, you lower them into the milk and let them soak. And once you raise them up, you have a little platter of milk-soaked Oreos. So it's like you just dip them in. And you dunk them, and then you pull them back out. You got a little presentation of them.
Okay.
Sour Patch Cubes. Sour Patch Ice Cubes are exactly what they sound like. Stack a bunch of Sour Patch Kids in an ice cube tray, immerse them in water, let them freeze, then drop them into a drink, ideally a whiskey sour. That's actually kind of interesting. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
That's kind of like the pouring white wine into an ice cube tray and freezing it, and then throwing that into your white wine to keep it cold, and you're not diluting it at all. Here's one that you would probably like, Mike. Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich.
Oh shit, Hervey's up in Canada.
Do they do that?
We went there, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. I went there with Paul, and I think maybe Matt was with us. And it was like after like one of the afternoons of hockey playing and everything. And Paul's like, oh, you guys got to get – and this is Paul, you know, who I always consider he's like really like healthy and whatnot. He's like, oh, he's like, they have these here. You need to get one of these. And it was a ice cream sandwich with – two Pop-Tarts as the outsides, so the strawberry Pop-Tarts with vanilla ice cream, and it was legit. It was really fucking good. Yeah, so it's
really fucking good.
I've had one, granted it was, you know, made probably, you know, for fast food restaurants, so it was probably frozen 5 billion times before it was actually served, but it was delicious. I was shocked at how good it was.
It was delicious and shocked.
I'm going to skip the next two because they don't really blow my mind at all. But this one is kind of just seems so obvious, but would never do it. The Pringles dispenser. Have you, you know, you guys have had Pringles, right?
Yeah.
You know that, like, Pringles. You always kind of, like, destroy them as you're trying to, like, get your hand into the, you know, the tube to get them out and everything?
Sometimes you just gotta let those hard-to-chips go. Hard-to-reach chips go.
You know what the solution is? Fold a piece of paper in half and nestle it inside the canister beneath the Pringles.
Okay.
It's like, so obvious. I never thought of that.
Wait, say that again?
You just take a piece of paper, fold it in half, and then you like slide it underneath the column of Pringles, and then they just come out on the paper.
Or you could just kind of tip the can a little bit, and they'll come out themselves.
Yeah, but then that you can get crumbs all over your table and whatnot.
Or here's what I do. You know, like you can kind of scoop. You know, you scoop out as far as you can go, right? As far as your fingers will reach into the tube, and then eventually you might do like the little I can't think of a better word, and you guys are gonna laugh, but you do like a little bit of jerk of the can, you know, to kind of ease some of the Pringles out into your hand, and then ultimately you're gonna end up with the broken ones down at the bottom of the thing, right?
Yeah.
And then eventually you just you just put your mouth up to the edge of the can and just kind of tap away and pour them into your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
What's your saying?
Your mouth lips, where you need to put it.
Lips to the edge of the can, Dylan.
Oh, okay. To the end of the tube?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's my tip for eating Pringles. The paper thing does sound like an interesting concept, like that you could do that, and maybe you might not end up with as many crumbs. But, you know, one of the things that often happens is the Pringles are actually a great, like, road food while you're driving and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So often you end up with that. You end up having to, you know, basically drink the Pringles out of the can, so to speak, you know? Yeah. So what's next on that list, Dylan?
The super s'more.
The super s'more. Well, what would that be?
It's what happens when you throw a Reese's peanut butter cup in the middle.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Peanut butter cup.
Jim might be a little drunk, actually.
I'm not sure. I was trying to figure out either he doesn't like this whole list thing or, yeah, he might. Maybe he is a little tipsy.
Chocolatey.
I don't even know what the context was there. I just heard chocolatey. The last, I'm going to skip this one. And the last one is boozy gummy bears.
I know this, yeah.
So you... You take a bunch of gummy bears, you drop them in a plastic bag full of vodka, let them soak, and ta-da.
Yep. We did this a few years ago. Melissa made some of these because she always likes making the Jello shots and the pudding shots, and she also made boozy gummy.
Oh man, I have a pretty legendary Jello shot story. I wonder if I've ever. I don't remember if I've told it to you guys or not, but it's pretty ridiculous.
Is it podcast worthy or is it
It's definitely story worthy. I don't know if it's podcast worthy because it does get pretty
Does it incriminate you in some manner?
It just makes me look like a fucking idiot.
Okay. Well, we don't have to talk about it.
Another time though.
Yeah. I think you're right, Dylan.
What?
I think your theory is right, Dylan.
It's because it's near, it's like close to me, that's why.
Excuses.
You know how, like, when things are close to you, you always let them go?
What?
What? No. Unless it's a fart.
No, just how you always, like if it's something for yourself, it always comes last.
I was just talking about how the stout might be affecting you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the shoulder patches.
No. I think the beer has made him paranoid, Mike. And he's being true. He's being unintentionally truthful.
But
okay. Did you just see what I posted on your wall?
Yes. Oh fuck.
So Dylan, is that it for the lists?
That is it for the lists.
Thank Christ.
Do you want to do any would you rathers?
We could, or we could do one of your segments. I feel like we've been giving your segments a little bit of a shaft lately.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shaft.
All right. So, Jim. Shaft? Oh. Look out. Jim, yeah. As I often like to tell you about some of these facts, there's only one thing to say about them. It's true.
Well, it's damn true.
Yes. So, Dylan, this one's kind of interesting. There was a guy back in the 9th century named Sigurd the Mighty.
Was he so good?
He was the Norse Earl of Orkney.
He was the Norse what?
He was the Norse Earl of Orkney.
Okay, Earl of Orkney. Okay.
Yep. He was killed by an enemy that he had beheaded several hours earlier.
Wait, what?
He was killed
I heard you. It was a rhetorical question.
He was killed by an enemy that he had beheaded several hours earlier. So one might ask, how does that happen, right? So get this. He tied the man's head to his saddle while he was riding home. One of the protruding teeth from that man's head grazed his leg. He died from the infection.
Oh, that's what I figured it was going to be. Or he had gotten into a fight with the guy and he like cut him with like a poison blade or something.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jim, you know, if you ever visit the Dutch village of Geithorn, or Geithorn, maybe. Geithorn? I think it's probably Geithorn. You won't need to rent a car.
Oh, why is this?
Because the village has no roads. All of its buildings are connected entirely by canals and footbridges. Yeah, you won't need a car.
That's interesting.
You won't be able to drive a car anywhere. Okay, so, you know, we talked about Kentucky being ranked so high on that ranking of states, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is a reason why. There was a family of people that lived in Kentucky for many generations, and the people of that family had blue skin.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Their name were the Fulgates, Fulgates, and they lived in Troublesome Creek. Yeah. And it was thought that they gained their blue skin through a combination of inbreeding and a rare genetic condition known as methemoglobinemia. Pardon my pronunciation of that word, but methemoglobinemia.
Some horrible disease.
But and inbreeding. So they
were. Well, because we all know that always leads to a good thing.
Yes, and Kentucky was ranked so high. Why?
Yeah, you got me.
Wow. Okay, so this one's kind of neat, guys. This one's very interesting. Did you know that really powerful earthquakes can permanently shorten the length of Earth's day?
Say that again?
No, I didn't know that.
Powerful earthquakes can permanently shorten the length of Earth's day.
How?
Yeah, they're still 24 hours, aren't they?
By moving the spin of the Earth's
axis. Okay, that makes sense.
The 2011 Japan earthquake knocked 1.8 microseconds off of our days. The 2004 Sumatra quake cost us around 6.8 microseconds. So you're not really losing much.
But still, that's a fascinating occurrence.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's kind of neat. Okay, so we started our whole talk tonight about talking about the squatty potty and pooping. And I figure we can close out, it's true, with an interesting fact about toilets.
Oh, how fitting. This episode is very scatological.
Yes. And I'll do it more so in the vein of a trivia question. Do either of you know what the first American film to show a toilet being flushed on screen was?
Blues Brothers.
Was it the snuff film I made with Jim over the summer?
No, that was probably the last one that has shown the toilet being flushed. It's an absolute classic. And there's another famous scene that takes place in the bathroom on this film.
Oh, you got me.
Well, that was my little clue. The movie that showed the toilet being flushed for the first time on screen was Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Which Interesting. It probably never really gave that much of a thought that that would have been something that never would have been shown previous. But then you consider, why would, you know, why would they show that, you know? Oh, you think about, like, some of the, like, if you look at, like, TV shows and whatnot, you wonder if even some of those houses back in the day even had bathrooms in them.
No, you just went outside and, like, shat in a hole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the TV show, like, you would go, oh, there's got to be a bathroom somewhere in
the Little House on the Prairie.
The Little House on the, well, little, they probably had an outhouse, but I was going to say Ward and June's house probably had a bathroom somewhere, right?
Oh, imagine so.
But yeah, so we kind of bookend there. We started talking about shit and we ended talking about shit, so to speak. It's a very shitty episode of Jim. So Jim, you know, we started this whole episode with shit and we're closing it out with shit. Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna close out this segment. So it's true.
Oh, it's damn true.
But before we get out of here for the episode, totally, there's always a segment that we do every episode, or at least we try to. And it's, I know it's Jim's favorite episode, or favorite episode. I know it's Jim's favorite segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Jim's BBQ Pod proudly brings to you. Sarge of the Week.
A little creepy clown in there or something. A
little bit of creepy clown.
So who's got some sarginess that's happened this week?
I have some sarginess.
All right.
And it's Mike, you're gonna be kind of upset about this, I think, because I know that you were probably a little excited for one of the things that is going to be mentioned here, and I'm sure you're going to just feel bad because it involves something that we both like a lot. So I had some beer on hold for me at my old place of employment, and I went in to pick it up today, and I could only acquire half of it.
Mm.
Do you know why?
Because they sold it out from under you.
They sure did.
Wow. Well, here's a question for you. How long did you have it on hold?
A little over a week. Well, I think it was, I don't know, maybe like a little over a week or so.
Hmm.
What's that? No, it's not like it was like I ordered it like a month ago. It was like, it was like last week, and then I just got really busy and I couldn't make it out. And then I saw some other stuff. And then I saw some other stuff came in. I'm like, oh, I'll just go in Monday or Tuesday of next week and pick it up. And unfortunately, despite the fact that my name was on these bottles, they were nowhere to be found today when I was there. And then I called the guy who's doing the beer ordering. I said, hey, do you know where this stuff is? And he's like, it's in the fridge and the other stuff's in the office. I said, it's not where it was when they went to go check. And, so unfortunately, Mike, no maple barrel aged, what is it, Evil Twin Westbrook Mexican cake or whatever that was.
You know what's funny is I think I saw that recently and almost grabbed a bottle of it.
I think it's available at the bar down the street from Sarah's apartment, so I might grab one over this coming weekend. But I did it because I thought, oh well, I don't need to, because I have there. And also, I was very excited to try some of these, this other one called Cinnable, which was from Bolero Snort. And I think it was a cinnamon, like, it was either like a cinnamon porter or a cinnamon stout. And I was just pretty interested in trying it. I heard it was very good. And I will not have that opportunity.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Dylan.
So those are, my Sarge goes out to my old employers for not knowing how to read. What about you, Mike? You got any sarges?
Gosh, I'm thinking. Gosh, you know what? Yeah, I got a little minor quibble.
Quibble?
A quibble.
Yes, a minor quibble. I'm trying to think of how to word this. I disconnected from having cable or satellite or any of that several years ago. And I watch a lot of streaming services, you know, Netflix, Hulu Plus, HBO Now. And I also subscribe to the NHL season package thing, streaming service, and I love it because I can watch it on my phone, I can watch it on my tablet, I watch it on my PS3, my Roku box, my laptop, I can watch it on any fucking device I want to watch it on. Well, or at least I thought I could. I go to try recently, like in the last week.
Oh, that was a little rude.
Wow. I saw Jim briefly, so I'm going to blame Jim. It was kind of creepy, too.
Oh, he's got his shirt off.
Hey, you know what? You should get on that treadmill behind you.
Ah.
My shirt's been on like,
tonight. No, like, really. Get on it, like, now.
Just start working, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
Working my way back to you?
Are you working your way downtown?
Nice.
You need to work up a sweat, dude. Can we see the little pepperonis?
I'm good without those. There it is.
You know what's funny, Dylan? Is
what?
You got like your little icon. It mm-hmm. almost looks like you were looking over at them.
Oh, really?
Jim, I know you're pretty technologically savvy. I know you're into a lot of this stuff, but you would think, like, if something was working and it had been working for, like, the prior couple of weeks and then all of a sudden it stops working, that maybe, you know, the company that provides that service might, you know, put some sort of notification up somewhere, like on their social media or something.
So.
Not a damn thing from the NHL about it not working on my PS3, which is where I watch most programming throughout my living room. So I give them a couple days. I'm like, maybe it was just having trouble, but I'm able to watch it on other devices and whatnot, so not a huge deal. But finally, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this. I was like, they're not offering any solution. So I'm like, I'm just going to uninstall, reinstall the app. And sure enough, that ended up fixing it. But it's just, you think in this day and age, customer service and whatnot, that you would at least go, hey, if you're watching our app on these devices, you may want to uninstall and reinstall the application.
I could tell you probably what happened.
Well, they probably had some change to it, and they didn't.
Did you have any PS3 update recently?
God, I have no idea. Maybe, but no, you know what? No, I haven't.
My love of Sony is about as much as my love for fucking Apple, so.
Well, it's crazy, though. Like, you know, I don't know that they necessarily even had an update of the application, but, like, if they did, it didn't force out like the other ones do, like Roku and Netflix, or Roku. Netflix and Hulu will always, like, force update.
Right.
Like, anytime there's like a new software patch, they'll put it on there. Like, they'll, before they even allow you to access the damn thing, they're like, nope, you have to update before you can start watching your previous episodes of Superstore, which, if you guys haven't watched Superstore, I absolutely adore it. It's hilarious.
I'd be willing to bet almost anything that Sony had some kind of update to the PS3 and it fucked up the NHL app.
Possibly. It was so weird though. Like, I was working on all the other devices that I have in the house, just not that one. I got it fixed up though.
Very nice. Just,
like I said, a little minor quibble. So Jim, did you have any surges this week?
I can't think of anything.
Alright.
Dude, first fucking thing I found. Anyone else having to watch a WPG tournament? Or Winnipeg Toronto game, blah 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 blah. NHL Live app. Have you turned it off and on? I had the same issue, but I got it to work. Delete the app from your PS3, redownload it, and log back in. Thanks, it worked for me.
I swear, I looked for like a couple of days and didn't find anything. But when did that get posted? Because, I mean, this goes back October a couple 4th. Days. October 4th?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't having issues on October 4th.
Well, somebody was.
Well, fuck, man. I was only having issues like the last week or so.
Oh, and the NHL actually tweeted out and said, for users who are experiencing issues with the NHL app, please install the update found in your notifications to access games.
Oh, shit. And no, I checked to see if there were any updates, and it said no updates.
Hmm.
Fucking bizarre, man.
How bizarre. Boop, 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 boop.
All right, guys, you ready to close this thing out for this week?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good episode, though. Lots of fun.
I thought so. I think it flowed pretty well.
Yeah.
It's a good episode. I like it.
Yeah. Jim got a little tipsy, I think. A little crazy. If you want to find out all about the craziness of Jim and all of his exploits, drinking heavy beers that he's not used to drinking, you can check us out at Facebook. Facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod. And I just dropped my keys.
Dylan is apparently in a diner right now.
I dropped my keys on my dinner plate.
If you'd like to email us, you can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's
chagrin. Thanks, Chewy.
Boulevard.com.
Thanks
for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we have squatty potties in every toilet stall.
Yeah, gotta get rid of all that, gotta get rid of all that pulled pork. I heard it helps if you're pulling the pork.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Cajun corn.